Today we're beginning lesson number 13 in the book of Rus. We're on chapter 2, Perek Beis. We're going to learn Psukim Yud Dalet to Yud Zayin, 14 to 17. Now that Boaz and Rus have had a meaningful initial discussion, now it's time to eat. So Boaz would usually eat with his workers. Why would he eat with his workers? There's a halacha that when a worker is eating during his work time, he doesn't have the luxury to say the entire benching. He can only say the first two blessings of benching. However, if the owner eats with them, then they may bench the entire benching. So therefore, Boaz would eat with his workers. And, of course, whoever else was there could eat there too. And Rus was at the table too, but Rus was modestly at the very end of the table near the people who were the reapers, as opposed to sitting up front. So in Pasuk Yudalad, Vayomer Loh Boaz, and Boaz said to Rus, Le'es ha'ochel, at the time of eating, at mealtime, he says, Goshi halom. Goshi means come close, halom here. The word halom usually means here to a higher level. In other words, sit, as opposed to being at the back of the table, move to the front of the table. Ve'ochalt, and you will eat, min halechem, from the lechem, the bread. Now you're going to see in the next part of the pasuk, there's going to be a word called pas. There is in lechem and pas. Lechem is a complete piece of bread, like a complete loaf. So he says, v'achalt min halechem, eat from this complete loaf. I'm giving you a full loaf. V'tovalta pitech, and dip pitech, your morsel. You take a big piece of bread and you break it up into small pieces. Small pieces are called pas. So here's a big piece of bread, and then you'll break it up, v'tavalt, and you'll dip pitech, your morsels, b'chometz, in vinegar. And why does he want her to dip in vinegar? Rashi says, from here we learn something in the world of medicine, that vinegar is good when people are in very hot conditions. It's good for the body. So that's what he offers her. Come up front, here's a big piece of bread. He's really treating her nicely. But what actually happens? Vateshev mitzada kotrim. But instead, she sits next to the reaper. She stays in the back. Vayitz bot lo koli. And then he passes to her. Vayitz bot. Boaz passes her koli. That's roasted grain. That's like a better food. Not just bread, but roasted grain. And since he gave her such a big piece of bread, vatochel, and she ate. Vatisba, and she was satiated. Vatosar, and she had leftovers because he gave her so much. So we move on now to Pasuk Tes Vav. And now when they finish eating the meal, it's time for benching. However, Vatokam, and she gets up, Lilake, to gather the grain, to gather the stalks. We are told that she doesn't wait for benching because, number one, women are not included in a zimun, in a group benching in those days. Number one. And number two, she did not want to get up after benching when everybody else gets up because they would all be walking together into the field and it would not be modest for her to walk with all the men. So therefore, she gets up before they bench so she can get into the field and be by herself already. Now, this obviously, they all notice this and they're seeing her tremendous righteousness and her modesty. So Boaz wants to make sure things are really good for Ruth. So he commands the workers three things specifically for one overall general thing. Overall, he wants her to collect a lot and get a lot of harvest by her own initiative, not as a handout. So she'll feel good about herself collecting from Hashem and not getting a handout. So Vayitzav Boaz, and Boaz commands Esnerav, his workers, Lamor, saying the following. Number one, normally a woman is not allowed to collect in between the bundles. Bundles that you're working at and that you leave out, poor people are not entitled to the bundles. So he says, number one, Gam Bein Ha'amarim, even between the big bundles, Tilakate, let her collect. Even if she steals them, let her collect. And Velo Sach Limuho, and do not shame her. Pasuk Tes Zayin, and do something else. Vegam, and also, Shol Tashol, you shall surely forget law for her. Minat tzivasim. Tzivasim are small bundles. you know, shikacha, there is one of the gifts of shikacha, that which is forgotten. If you're collecting bundles and you forget one, so to speak, it goes to the aniyim. So intentionally forget some bundles, vazav them and leave them, velikta, and she will gather up these bundles. Now, parenthetically, this is not really shikha. You know, there's many laws in terms of the agricultural gifts. And there are two laws. One law is that when you harvest your field, you must give truma and miser. You must give 2% to the kohen from the entire field and 10% for the Levite. However, you need not give from things that are legitimately belonging to the poor people, like leket, shikha, and peah. These things are legitimately go to the poor people. You do not have to give from the levy. However, if you are intentionally forgetting, it's not really shikha. It's not really a gift for the poor. And really, it's supposed to give truma and miser on it. So therefore, it's a problem. How can you intentionally forget something? That's as if you're not giving it to the levy or the kohen. So therefore, he says, make them hefker. Make them ownerless before you leave them. And things that are ownerless do not go to the kohen or the levy, and poor people can take us. That's in between the lines how they can do this chicanery, as it were, this trick. So he says, you shall pretend to leave them. Leave the small bundles. Make them hefker. Vazav them, and you leave them. Velikt, and she'll collect them. And also, velo sigaruba, and do not scold her, even if she takes from things she's not allowed to take. So basically, three things. Number one, even if she takes certain big bundles illegally, let her take it. Intentionally leave some bundles for her and make it hefker. And number three, don't shame her and don't scold her in the entire process. So what indeed happens? They do all that, but yet she will not go for the bait, as it were. Yud Zayin va telaket basada, and she was telaket, she gathered, and that verb means telaket, she only took the leket, she only took the stalks, where one or two was left behind, she only took them basada, the ones that were sitting on the field, those are the ones that she took, and not from the bundles, not from all the other things that were there, just that was mamish, the grain that was sitting right on the ground. She only took them, and she was very industrious as she worked ad arav until the evening. Now she has a tremendous amount of stalks, way too much for her to carry. People would be very suspicious that she had so much, because most of her aren't as industrious. So A, people would think she was stealing. Number two, it's way too much to carry. She'll have to make a lot of trips. And this also still needs to be threshed. And if she brings home lots of stuff that's threshed, then Naomi will be required to thresh. So what does she do to avoid all three problems? Vatachbot, and she threshed asher liketa, that which she collected from the leket. And therefore all the extra, the chaff and all that stuff gets winnowed out. And therefore you only have the basic grain that you need to take. So at the end of the day, much less has to be carried. She can carry it in one time. People won't be suspicious. They don't know what's in the bag. And number three, Naomi won't have to do any of that work. And how much did she get after all this threshed grain? Vayehi, and it was ke'efa, about an efa of seorim of barley. An efa is made up of 10 omers. And an omer, one omer, according to Allah, is the volume of 43 1/5 eggs, which is a day ration of food. And therefore, it comes out she had 10 omer. She had 5 days worth of food for her and Naomi. So she did a really amazing job with all this work and was able to be in a position where people wouldn't be jealous of all she had. She wouldn't have to thresh it later with Naomi, and she could do a tack in one trip. Let's go over the questions now. Question number one, why would Boaz eat with the reapers so that they can bench an entire benching and not just two blessings? Two, where was Ruth sitting at the beginning of the meal? She was at the end of the table with the reapers. Three, where was Ruth sitting? Three, where did Boaz tell Ruth to sit, to move up front next to her? Four, where did Ruth end up sitting? She remained at the back. Five, what size piece of bread did Boaz give Ruth and why? He gave her a full-size piece of bread. Why? So that she would have leftovers afterwards. Six. Why did Boaz tell Ruth to dip her bread into vinegar? Because vinegar is very healthy against the heat. 7. What other food does Ruth eat at the meal? She eats the kali, the toasted grain. 8. Why did Ruth have food left over after the meal? Because Boaz gave her a full piece of bread, which is way too much for her. 9. When did Ruth leave the table and why? She left before benching because she couldn't be part of the Zimun and it would not be modest for her to walk away from the table with the men. 10. What 3 instructions does Boaz give to the reapers after the meal? 1. Let her collect from the big bundles even if she's stealing. 2. Leave smaller bundles intentionally as shikha, which would require them to make it hefker. And 3. Not to shame or scold her. 11. Why did the reapers have to make the bundles hefker? Because since they weren't really forgotten, so they really did not belong to the poor people, and there's an obligation to give truma and maaser to the kohen and levi, so you'd be stealing from the kohen and levi. But if you make them ownerless, they don't belong to anybody, you don't have to give truma and maaser, and then the poor people can take it. 12. What items did Ruth actually collect? She did not collect, she did not steal any bundles, she didn't take any of the falsely forgotten bundles, she just took the stalks, the leket. 13. What did Ruth do to all the stalks she collected and why? She threshed them all so that A, she wouldn't have such a large amount of stalks that people would think she was stealing or jealous of her. 2, she wouldn't have to take many trips to bring them back home. And 3, to avoid Naomi having to help with the threshing. 14, what is the volume of an eifa? The volume of an eifa is 10 omer, which is equivalent to 10 meals for a day. 15, how much threshed grain did Ruth have at the end of the day? She had about an eifa, which is equal to 10 omers. 16, how did Ruth, and therefore they had enough for 5 days to eat. 16, how did Ruth manage to collect so much grain? Because she collected until evening and was not a lazy person. Go over today's lesson and have a wonderful day.